Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth, the catcher, Les Moss. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting second, the shortstop, Harvey Keen. Batting third, the first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh, the catcher, Red Wilson. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive towards the mound. Larry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops it up and throws to first, with Larry covering, for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen strikes out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaline moves to third. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bowling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss takes first base on ball 4. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Finnegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry bunts towards the mound. Pierce juggles the ball. That's an error on Pierce. Finnegan moves to second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bowling bunts towards third. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Finnegan moves to third. Larry moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. Larry moves to third. Bowling moves to second. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox 1, Tigers, 1. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 2 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops it up and throws to first, with Larry covering, for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Doby is hit by the pitch. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson fields the ball and throws to Pierce covering. Safe. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Maxwell moves to third. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson is walked intentionally. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Finnegan hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into right field. Rivera picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rivera. Maxwell scores. Groth scores. Wilson moves to third. It's 3-1, Tigers. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 2 in the game. Pierce hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 3 in the game. Boone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-1, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maxwell for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Groth hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 3 in the game. Torgerson hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Finnegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Finnegan moves to second. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller now catching. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-3 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up towards third. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.